They're there in the background. Both are always close to any rural southern setting. And most of these stories are about those rural southern folk who are really a breed unto themselves. For, you see, those are the folk I really know, the people of the soil. That's why I considered myself a southern writer, which my wife Sarah defines as someone who writes about nothing but still makes it interesting. There's more truth in that statement than most of us are willing to admit. Even though the words and stories are mine, I owe a tremendous debt to others who actually made them come to print. Foremost was Sarah, my tech support, who did all the typing and computer work. Our marriage has survived for 53 years, 3 books, and numerous short literary pieces, a remarkable feat in and of itself. Thanks also to Steve Hogg Reeves, who was in the right place at the right time, and who has his own story to tell. And last, but surely not least, thanks to Bruce Moran and the folks at Total Recall Publications who know how to put it all together. Old Raymond. He was the first dog I ever knew. The first memories I have of anything or anybody, the house, the yard, my parents, include him. He was as much a part of my family and my early existence as were my parents and younger brother, and I loved him greatly. His name was really just Raymond. I never knew why we tacked the first part on. He surely was not old. I suppose it was a little of affection or endearment. Old Raymond was a red bone coon hound, and a credit to his breed, he was a big dog. I'm sure he seemed big to me, 'cause I was so small. But the pictures verify his size. Judging from the size of Gene, my brother, I was somewhere between 3 and 4 years old. In one, I'm standing at his shoulder, and Gene sits astride him, like he's riding a horse. The dog and I are about the same height. In another, he carries both of us on his back with ease. As I said, he was a big dog. He was an outside dog. In that time and place, no one kept a dog in the house. He generally slept on one of the porches in warm weather. In the winter, he'd scratch himself out a depression under the house on the south side of the chimney base and use the warm bricks for heat. Old Raymond was a very protective dog. As I roamed about the farm, I knew that I had nothing to fear from anything or anybody as long as he was with me. In fact, he was the protector of the whole family. My daddy was sharecropping a new ground farm in the western part of the delta toward the river. After the crops were laid by and during the winter, he was away from home a lot doing carpentry work. We had an unpainted picket fence around the yard, and I heard my mama say on more than one occasion, "No, we're not afraid to be here by ourselves. Old Raymond won't let anyone inside that fence when Luke's gone." Ironically, it was this protectiveness that would prove to be his undoing. My daddy hunted a lot to put meat on the table. He also ran a trap line, trapping mostly mink and raccoon for their pelts. I'm sure the skins didn't bring much by today's standards, but in the mid-30s, any extra income was a bonus. There were usually several skins drying out on stretcher boards out by the smokehouse. He also went coon hunting at night with other men who had coon dogs. They'd always come back with coons, but this type hunting was mostly for sport. This was where old Raymond really proved his mettle. Men would come from miles around to run their dogs with him, and I never tired of hearing the stories my daddy told about his prowess in the hunt. My favorite was his confrontation with Pegleg. Pegleg was a big boar coon who ranged around the nearby bayous. He'd been trailed but never treed, seen but never caught. He got his name because of a missing paw. That leg ended in a stump which left a very distinctive track in the soft, swampy ground. My daddy theorized that this missing paw was chewed off by the coon himself when he got caught in a trap and could free himself no other way. Coons were known to do that. Anyway, by this time Pegleg was old and grizzled and smart. He knew how to avoid traps, and he also knew any number of ways to throw off a pack of dogs who were hot on his trail. Sometimes he'd backtrack on his trail and go off in another direction through the trees, leaving no scent on the ground. Or he'd swim down a creek or crisscross a creek several times to cause the dogs to lose his trail in the water. As a result, Pegleg had never been freed.